don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, so got another one today from, yet again, Bitcoin Magazine, and by Amy Castor. This one is a bit unnerving. It has implications pretty far and wide for anybody trying to buy or sell Bitcoin, which is why I think it's important to stay on top of these kind of developments, because it seems a little scary that somebody can be put in prison this easily. But this one is titled, Bitcoiner Faces Charges After Selling BTC to an Undercover Cop. So let's get into it. On February 9th, 2018, officials from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security, arrested Morgan Raccoons, a.k.a. Morgan Rockwell, or Metaballo, CEO at Bitcoin Incorporated and an entrepreneur behind several other Bitcoin startups at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. Raccoons was charged with money laundering and operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, according to court records. According to those same records, in Southern California between December 30th, 2016 and January 8th, 2017, Raccoons allegedly exchanged around 10 Bitcoin, worth around $9,200 at the time, for $14,500 in cash with an undercover law officer. That officer allegedly told Raccoons in advance that the cash came from the manufacture and distribution of hash oil, which contains tetrahydrocannabinol, a controlled substance at the federal level. Money laundering happens when a person takes ill-gotten money and turns it into clean money that cannot easily be tracked back to its source. Thus, if Raccoons knew the cash was dirty but traded it for Bitcoin anyway, that would constitute money laundering. Raccoons was also allegedly operating an unlicensed money transmitting business in Southern California, quote, from a date unknown, through August 30th, 2017. Money transmitters are required to register with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. The warrant for the arrest was issued by the Chief Magistrate for the Southern District of California on November 8, 2017, which indicates it may have taken authorities 3 months to track down Raccoons, possibly because he moved out of the original jurisdiction. A different story. In private messages with Bitcoin Magazine and a series of public tweets, Raccoons, who is actively seeking donations to pay for his legal fees, which he expects to be between $150,000 to $300,000, tells a different story than what is reflected in court records. When the court document says that the cash given to him was already dirty, he claims that Bitcoin he sold to the buyer became dirty after it left his hands. Quote, "Someone bought a machine that makes cannabis oil with the BTC that they purchased from me," he said to Bitcoin Magazine. "I guess I'm not allowed to sell Bitcoin as a U.S. citizen for cash, especially if responsibility for what people do with that money lies on me." In communication with Bitcoin Magazine, Raccoons said that the buyer told him via text message that the Bitcoins would be used to buy a, quote, medical hash machine. He added, quote, "Buying equipment in California is not illegal, especially medical equipment in a medical state that's been a medical state for 25 years. A controlled substance does not have anything to do with the equipment because CBD oil can be extracted from cannabis, and that doesn't have anything to do with tetrahydrocannabinol." End quote. Both Raccoon's tweets and his subsequent communication with Bitcoin Magazine seemed to imply initially that he had no idea he was selling Bitcoin to a law enforcement officer. According to Raccoon's, the exchange took place in November of 2016, not the first week of January, as listed in court records, while he was living in Northern California, not Southern California, as the records state. Raccoon said the buyer found him through Local Bitcoins, an online platform that facilitates direct selling of Bitcoin. A user can register as a seller on the platform and be contacted by interested parties. Transactions are done in person or via online banking. Raccoons claimed on Twitter that he received $9,200 for the Bitcoin, though court records allege the law officer gave him $14,500. Raccoons later told Bitcoin Magazine that he specified to the buyer he wanted less than $10,000, but the buyer insisted on sending him $14,500. Quote, "They tried to entrap me," Raccoons told Bitcoin Magazine. "I asked for only less than $10,000. They sent me $14,500 or refused to send anything, and then I sent under $10,000 worth of Bitcoin to follow the law," end quote. After agreeing to the terms of the sale online, Raccoons claims he received a cash payment. He described this payment in his communication with Bitcoin Magazine as being received in an envelope sent through the mail. He has not replied to requests for clarification as to whether or not he met with the buyer in person, though he did say that he and the buyer communicated via text messages. At the time of the exchange, he was camping in the Mendocino National Forest. When he was living in a tent and working on a new project, a voice-operated Bitcoin wallet. Raccoon said he had been living in the Northern California wilderness since 2015. However, fire and floods were making it increasingly difficult to survive in the area. After another fire ravaged the land, he said he needed cash for evacuation emergencies. Quote, "I was living like a mountain man, so I didn't really need money, but eventually I needed to buy food, so I decided to sell some coin. When someone asked me to buy some, I usually just always turned it down, but I needed cash to eat," end quote, he told Bitcoin Magazine. He claims the fires were what eventually forced him to move back to Nevada. Time in jail. After his arrest in Las Vegas on Friday, February 9, 2018, Raccoons was locked up over the weekend in Henderson Detention Center in Clark County, Nevada, for 3 days. He pled not guilty at a federal court hearing on February 12, 2018, and was then sent to Clark County Detention Center for 2 more days for an unrelated charge of failure to appear on a traffic ticket. Quote, "I was in jail for 5 days with some of the scariest humans on earth," he said, "but I taught most of them how Bitcoin works, so it was worth it," end quote. In his series of ongoing tweets since his release from jail on February 14th, Raccoons has been portraying the charges against him as an attack on Bitcoin. Quote, "It's not my mess, it's everyone on Earth's battle now, or you can kiss your access to Bitcoin goodbye," he wrote in one tweet. "This is an attempt to redefine the regulation and the law," he told Bitcoin Magazine. "Bitcoin is my religion," he wrote in another tweet. "God says I can use Bitcoin every day." Raccoons is also claiming he was targeted due to his relationship with the state and the federal government and his Bitcoin-related startups. He is looking to others to join the battle with him, and he is even asking that the Bitcoin Foundation, a nonprofit organization that supports Bitcoin adoption and education, to cover 15 Bitcoin, worth around $150,000, of his legal costs. Quote, "It seems to me that the Bitcoin Foundation has been absent from the Bitcoin community during troubling times. This would be a good opportunity to show face and show the community that you're here for all of us," he tweeted. Raccoon's arraignment is on February 22, 2018, at the San Diego Superior Court in California. He has hired Las Vegas criminal attorneys David Chesnoff and Richard Schoenfeld to represent him. He says he plans to pay them in Bitcoin. So this is a pretty interesting development here. Due to the fact that there is only mentioned this single trade, but he appears to be charged with both running a money transmitter business without a license and money laundering, it makes me wonder, is this single trade constituting both of those crimes. Because neither the authorities appear to have any other documented trade, and Raccoons doesn't mention any other trade as well. So that's a little bit unnerving that just a single $14,000 trade could essentially warrant such serious charges. And I mean, think of the punishments for that. I mean, it's not, neither one of those are minor charges. Those are hefty criminal charges for somebody just selling Bitcoin on local Bitcoins. As this unfolds, I hope we get to see more of the evidence that backs up either the authorities' claims or Raccoon's. He did mention that the text message differed from what the officer claimed he had informed Raccoon's of. And if that's the case, I hope Raccoon still has those text messages. Because it's over a year and a couple of months now. So it could very well be that those records are not still in his possession. But we will stay on top of this one, and hopefully Bitcoin Magazine or Amy Caster will do a follow-up on the 22nd, which is just in 2 days now. So hopefully we'll get an update pretty quick and we can see how this is progressing. But that will be all today. Again, this was by Amy Caster and from BitcoinMagazine.com. Don't forget to like and share this quick read, and remember to follow me on Twitter and SoundCloud if you want to keep up to date on these. I want to keep these going pretty regularly. I'm trying to do about one a day. I might be able to pick up the pace as this gets a little bit more streamlined. But I'll catch you guys next time. Take it easy.